Hello，
大家好。
Hello everyone，
我是劲松。
I am Jin Song。
今天我要说的人物叫刘毅。
Today I want to talk about a person named Liu Yi。
他因为评判而功成名就。
He achieved fame and fortune through treason。
最终却又因为谋反而满门抄斩。
In the end, they were betrayed and their entire family was slaughtered。
接下来的故事很精彩。
The next story is exciting。
请听我徐徐道来。
Please listen to me as I explain。
刘毅早年是京口的一个贫寒的底层小吏。
Liu Yi was a poor, lower-ranking official in Jin。
有一次。
Once。
他与几位好友呢，正在官府东厢的厅堂射箭游乐。
He is with a few friends enjoying archery and recreation in the halls of government offices on the eastern outskirts.
碰巧司徒右长史宇越从健康来京口办事。
By chance, Sir Yu and MS Yu were both working on health-related projects at the same time.
也带着人来射箭。
Also, they brought people to shoot arrows.
司徒右长史是三公之一。
Sifu Yu Chang is one of the three generals.
司徒的高级幕僚，响当当的京城高官，所以宇越。
The senior staff of the Ministry of Finance, including prominent officials like Wang Yuhui, met with representatives from Huiyu.
一看场地被占了。
Once the venue was occupied,
就强行下令。
To forcibly order,
让刘毅他们让出地方来。大佬来了。
Let Liu Yi and his people give up the territory. The big boss is coming.
惹不起。
Can't be avoided.
躲得起。
Avoid.
朋友们都纷纷避让。
Friends all avoided me.
只有刘毅心里不服气。
Only Liu Yi was dissatisfied.
故意留下来。
Intentionally stay.
没有回避。
No escape.
继续射箭。
Keep shooting.
宇越看到这个小吏居然不回避。
Liu Yu saw that this small official didn't avoid him.
非常不满。
Very dissatisfied.
但毕竟自己身份不同。
But after all, my identity is different.
还有客人在场。
There are still guests present.
没有立刻发作。
There was no immediate reaction.
洗涉完毕。
After the washing,
宇越准备了丰盛的宴席。
Doi prepared a lavish feast.
款待一起射箭的客人们，当然不会搭理。
The guests who came to enjoy archery will not be ignored.
还在现场的刘毅。
Liu Yi is still on the scene.
这个时候，刘毅做出了一个出人意料的举动。
At this time, Liu Yi made an unexpected move.
当众请求给他一份烤鹅吃。
Ask him to bring a roasted goose.
在那个讲究门第等级的时代呢。
In that era that emphasized social hierarchy.
一个寒门小吏向门阀士族乞食。
A humble official from a poor family serves food to an aristocratic gentleman.
本身就是对等级秩序的挑战。
It is a challenge to the existing hierarchy.
他不是单纯要吃的。
He's not just hungry.
而是在刻意用这种不顾体面的方式逼宇越回应。
However, he was deliberately using a disrespectful way to provoke Rain Yu.
宇越看出。
It can be seen from the rain.
刘毅是故意的。
Liu Yi is intentional.
当众给自己难堪。
To embarrass oneself in public.
勃然大怒。
He was furious.
当场厉声拒绝。
Refused it outright.
并严加斥责。
And severely reprimand.
刘毅一言不发。
Liu Yi remained silent.
退到一旁。
Withdraw.
心底却已深深地埋下仇恨的种子。
The seeds of hatred were deeply buried in his heart.
此后的十多年间,
In the following 10 years,
刘毅跟随刘裕南征北战,平定桓玄篡位之乱。
Liu Yi followed Liu Yu in northern expeditions and battles, suppressing the rebellion of Xuan, which was a coup against the Wei dynasty.
光复进
Reestablish.
因战功卓著
Those who have achieved outstanding military achievements.
被拜为冠军将军
Awarded the title of champion general.
青州刺史封南平郡公
The governor of Qinzhou, Feng Nanping, was in charge of the construction.
后来又升任卫将军。
Later, he was promoted to General Wei.
荆州刺史。
Prefect of Jingzhou.
威名显赫。
Famous.
宇越虽凭借门第和才干，也官至江州都督。
Ovu sui ping jai men dai he kai gan yi guan jai jiang ju du du.
但在刘毅面前
In front of Liu Yi,
昔日的优越感早已荡然无存。
The feeling of superiority is long gone.
刘毅并没有忘记当年的屈辱。
Liu Yi didn't forget the humiliation of that year.
公元411年，刘毅上表
In 411 AD, I noticed a table.
朝廷以江州为内地。
The imperial court used the Jiangsu region as the mainland.
不宜设置军府为由。
It is not advisable to set up a military base.
建议将江州治所从浔阳迁至豫章。
Suggest moving the administrative center of Jiangsu from Zhenyang to Yuzhen,
并撤销军府编制
and cancel the army's staffing.
朝廷准奏
Imperial decree.
宇越被解除
on the way to be discharged.
都督将军职务
general position.
只保留江州刺史的空头衔
Keep only the title of the magistrate of Jiangsu.
更狠的是
What's even more outrageous is
刘毅将宇越府中3000文武官员全部并入自己麾下
Liu Yu will incorporate all 3000 officials from the Liu family's mansion into his own command.
又以严厉的公文催促交接
Urged through strict official documents to complete the handover.
丝毫不给宇越喘息之机。
No room for rain and moon to breathe.
还故意派人去告知宇越。
He deliberately sent someone to inform Yu Yu.
自己是刻意这样。
I did it intentionally.
针对他的。宇越又气又怕。
Because he's both moody and afraid.
等到了豫章没多久
Not long after arriving at Yuzhen,
就因为气恨难平背上身疮而亡
Because of the unbearable pain in his back, he died.
年仅38岁
38 years old.
为了一块烤鹅肉的私怨
For a temple dedicated to roast goose meat,
刘毅足足记恨了十多年
Liu Yi has been harboring resentment for over 10 years.
最终将其讨还。
Eventually, it will be returned.
但正是这种睚眦必报、容不下人的性格。
But this kind of tooth-for-tooth revenge is not conducive to human nature.
也为他的败亡埋下了伏笔。
This also laid the groundwork for his downfall.
早年起兵时呢
When he started his rebellion,
刘毅与刘裕曾并肩作战
Liu Yi and Liu Yu fought side by side.
但他自恃功高
But he has achieved great success from the beginning.
认为自己文韬武略不逊于刘裕
Believed that his military and political skills were not inferior to Liu Yu.
内心始终不甘屈居其下。
He always felt inferior.
此后
After that,
他出镇荆州安插亲信。
He set out for Jingzhou to recruit his loyal followers.
培植党羽。
Cultivate followers.
试图割据自雄。
Attempting to dominate both sexes.
两人的矛盾终于激化。
The conflict between the two people finally escalated.
公元412年。
In 412 AD.
刘裕以王镇恶为先锋。
Liu Yu led Wang Xian as the vanguard.
突袭刘毅的大本营江陵，刘毅措手不及。
A surprise attack on Liu Yi's main base, Jiangling. Liu Yi was caught off guard.
惨遭大败。
A crushing defeat.
他连夜逃往刘穆佛寺。
He fled overnight to Liu Mu Buddhist Temple.
当年刘毅追讨桓玄残部时。
When Liu Yi chased the remaining parts of the Ring of the Demon back then,
将领桓魏也曾逃入这个寺庙。
The leader of the sanitation workers also fled into this temple.
被寺庙住持收留。
Taken in by a temple monk.
结果。
Result.
刘毅知道后呢。
What will Liu Yi do after knowing?
大怒之下杀了住持。
In a fit of rage, he killed the efficient.
如今他逃到这里。
Now he has fled here.
寺庙的僧人拒不开门，说。
The monks in the temple refused to open the door, saying.
当初我师父收留桓魏。
Initially, my master had a vacancy.
结果被刘卫军所杀。
The result was killed by Liu Weijun.
如今实在不敢再留外人。
Nowadays, I really can't afford to let anyone in.
刘毅绝望地仰天长叹。
Liu Yi sighed in despair.
违法自毙。
Legal suicide.
一致于此。
Consistent with this.
没想到自己定下的法则竟断了自己的生路。
I didn't expect that the rules I set for myself would lead to my own demise.
随后
Subsequently,
他自缢身亡。
He committed suicide by hanging himself.
因为谋反大罪。
Because of the crime of treason.
他死后
After he died,
首级被割下示众，宗族子弟和至亲也全被诛杀。
The eldest son was beheaded and displayed to the public along with all his descendants and relatives.
禹越当年仗势欺人。
Liu Yu was arrogant and bullying in the past.
肆意羞辱刘。
To abuse.
刘毅时。
During the Liu Yi period.
何曾料到这个穷困潦倒的小吏。
I never thought that this poor and struggling little lie.
日后会成为自己的掘墓人。
He will become his own undertaker in the future.
刘毅。
Liu Yi.
后来大权在握。
After gaining power.
将禹越逼上绝路时。
When the Yizhu was forced to the brink.
也想不到，几年之后。
I never thought that in a few years.
他在同样的走投无路中自缢身亡。
He died by suicide in the same desperate situation.
两人以生命为代价。
Two people sacrificed their lives.
印证了那句古训，欺人者。
This confirms the old saying that those who deceive others will be deceived themselves.
终自欺，绝人。
To deceive oneself.
人者终自绝。
Humans are ultimately self-destructive.
更多关于刘毅的故事。
More about Liu Yi's story.
欢迎您登录微信公众号人物。
Welcome to log into WeChat's official account.
就是历史，看文章，枭雄。
Historical figures are like heroes in a story.
刘毅有逐鹿天下之志。
Liu Yi has ambitions to dominate the world.
无包容百川之量。
Without tolerance, there is no vastness like a river.
我们下次再见。
See you next time.